This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know that one friend who always finds the best travel deals, picks the right cards, and somehow ends up in first class for the price of coach? Smart Travel is like that friend, but in podcast form. They cover all things travel finance, like how to book busy season trips without the busy season sticker shock, and which flight deals are actually deals and which are clickbait. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Today on Go Nomad, we're heading to a place where the Pacific Ocean meets ancient forests, where small towns feel like a refuge, and where the simple act of being present feels like the whole point of the trip. We're talking about California's Humboldt Coast, a region that invites you to slow down, look up, and let the redwoods do their magic. For this trip, we join Jerry Olivas, a Go Nomad contributor who shared his Humboldt tale with us. When you arrive in Humboldt County, the first thing you notice is the quiet, not silence. The ocean is always breathing. The wind is always moving through the tall trees, but a kind of quiet that feels like a reset button. As Jerry's article puts it, the region offers incredible forests, never-ending beaches, small-town village feel, and overall laid-back vibe. And that's exactly what you get. A great base for exploring Humboldt County is the town of Arcata. It sits right between Eureka to the south and Trinidad to the north, and it has that perfect combination of college town energy and small town charm. Arcata's central plaza is the heart of everything, surrounded by cafes, shops, and beautiful old buildings from the late 1800s and 1900s. You can spend a whole afternoon just wandering the streets, admiring the Victorian houses, and watching the slow, easy flow of life around the plaza. But Arcata is also a gateway to nature. The Arcata Community Forest is right on the edge of town, and it's packed with trails that wind through real big, real redwood trees. These are the kind of trees that make you stop mid-step. They're taller than your imagination, older than most civilizations, and they create a kind of natural cathedral where the light filters down in soft, moving bands. On the south side of Arcata is the Arcata Bird Sanctuary, a flat, easy network of trails along Humboldt Bay. It's a great spot for a morning walk, especially if you like watching shorebirds skim the water. You can see dunlins, marbled godwits, and cinnamon teal among the more than 300 bird species found in the bay. And then there's the Malheur Dunes, a place where a pine forest meets a wide, wild beach. The name Malheur means his house in the Wyot language, and it's one of the spots where you feel the indigenous history of the region in the landscape itself. Just up the coast, Mad River Beach offers more dunes and another endless stretch of sand. Eureka, just 10 miles south of Arcata, is a much bigger town. More people, more traffic, more energy, but its Old Town section is a real gem. The Carson Mansion is one of the most famous examples of Queen Anne architecture in the country, and the Bune Building is a beautiful Italianate landmark. If you like architecture, you'll be in heaven. Eureka, like a lot of West Coast towns, has its share of visible homeless and drug issues, and visitors will notice it in certain pockets of the city. It doesn't define the place, and it rarely affects travelers who stick to the waterfront, Old Town, and the main attractions, but it's worth being aware and using the same common sense you'd use anywhere. Out in the rural parts of Humboldt, it's also smart to stay on marked trails and avoid wandering onto private land, since illegal grow sites still exist in the backcountry. None of this should scare people off. It's just part of giving travelers the full picture so they can explore it with confidence. 3 miles from Old Town Eureka, you'll find Sequoia Park and the Eureka Zoo. The park is packed with redwoods and easy trails, and if you're feeling adventurous, you can walk the Redwood Skywalk, a series of high, slightly wobbly bridges that let you stroll through the canopy. As the Go Nomad article says, it's perfect if you're not scared of heights and a bit of bridge-spanning wobbliness. South of Eureka, the Humboldt Botanical Gardens offer a completely different kind of beauty. Flowers, sculpted paths, and a hilltop meditation labyrinth that feels like a gift. Now let's head north. As you approach Trinidad, the coastline starts to change. The beaches get more dramatic, the rock formations more sculptural, and the views more epic. Trinidad itself is tiny, just a few streets, but it's perched on a hill with a protected harbor below. A short hike up Trinidad Head takes you to a lighthouse and some of the most sweeping views on the coast. 5 miles north of town, you'll hit Sumeg State Park. a place rich with Yurok history. There's a small recreated Yurok village, campgrounds, and miles of trails to hike. Sumeg, in the Yurok language, means always there, and it feels exactly like that, steady, ancient, and rooted. And then you reach the crown jewel, the Redwood National and State Parks. This is where the trees get even older, even taller, and even more humbling. Lady Bird Johnson Grove is a classic easy hike, and the trails around Prairie Creek Visitor Center are just as good. The article captures it perfectly. Quote, "The light filters down from the treetops, producing random bands of light and shade, a magnificent collage throughout the forest. You might see elk in the meadows. You probably won't see bears, but they're out there. And you'll definitely feel that sense of time slowing down." In Arcata, travelers can dig into both sweet and savory pies at Slice of Humboldt Pie, enjoy fresh sushi at Tomo, or grab organic bagels at Lost Bagels, while the campground restaurant remains the town's standout splurge. With its rotating menu of grilled local fish and inventive entrees, wine lovers gravitate to Libation on the plaza, or Septentrio's Winery's tasting room, and craft beer fans head to Redwood Curtain Brewing Company near the Arcata Bird Sanctuary. Down in Eureka, Old Town offers even more choices, from the oyster-focused Humboldt Bay Provisions to the beloved Brick and Fire Bistro, known for dishes like wood-fired, roasted local oysters, and wild mushroom cobbler. On Saturdays, the Arcata Farmers Market takes over the plaza with produce, food stalls, and the author's favorite detail, a stand selling fresh Humboldt Bay oysters while local conga drummers play. Lodging is easy here. B&Bs, vacation rentals, and hotels in all three towns. Getting to Humboldt County is straightforward. United, Alaska Air, and Breeze all fly into Arcata Eureka Airport, and the Redwood Transit System runs up and down Highway 101 all day. Driving is mostly two lanes, with fog and the occasional deer to keep you alert. And when you put it all together, the forest, the beaches, the food, the history, and the quiet, you end up with a place that does exactly what travel should do. Humboldt grounds you. It opens you up. It reminds you to pay attention.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel in 10 wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.
Hi, I'm Pauline Frommer, host of the Frommer's Travel Podcast. We post new episodes weekly, detailing the kinds of money-saving tips and cultural insights that will make your trips richer without making you significantly poorer. We do so by interviewing real travel experts like TV host Samantha Brown, Frommer's authors from around the globe, and such public figures as Free Solo's Alex Honnold. It's a fun travel party. I hope you can join us.